right, we're going to continue on now with a track from an album by Lewis Hayes, a brand new release called Serenade for Horace. And that is, again, a tribute album to Horace Silver. Some local Hartford cats on that one. We'll give you the whole lineup on that on the other side. But this is Lewis Hayes from Serenade for Horace, Summer in Central Park.
Thank you. Thank you.
last thing you just heard was from Herbie Hancock from the Speak Like a Child album. You heard First Trip, and that was a swinging track for sure. Let's see, that one, it goes back to 1968, featuring a great lineup of Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Mickey Roker, who recently passed away, Mickey Roker on drums. We heard from Louis Hayes from the album Serenade for Horace. We heard Summer in Central Park. And next up, we're going to play a track from Tom Harrell. It is his birthday today. And we're going to hear from, going back a ways, we're going to hear from an album Sail Away. We're going to hear the track Dream in June. Got to get my mouth working this morning. David Gibson, fine trombone player, from an album entitled Boom. And we heard Eyes of Argus. That one features, besides David Gibson on trombone, Josh Evans on trumpet, Alex Claffey on bass, Theo Hill on piano, and Kush Abade on drums. Great quintet from David Gibson. Very talented, not only a trombone player, but writer and arranger as well. Let's see, before that we heard from Theo Hill. So we heard Theo Hill in two successive tracks there on piano from his album entitled Promethean, and we heard Citadel, and that has Natsushi Nakamura on bass and Mark Whitfield Jr. on drums on that album from Theo Hill. Before that, we heard from Steve Davis, local favorite here, another great trombone player, from his brand new release, Think Ahead. And we heard Atmosphere. And when Steve Davis was here talking to us, he explained to us that that track was written, that composition was written with Chick Corea's 500 Miles High Changes involved. So he took it further up and called it Atmosphere. And that's Steve Davis on trombone, Jimmy Green on saxophone, Larry Willis on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. And we started out that set with Tom Harrell from his album Sail Away, an album that goes back a few years. And we heard Dream in June, and it is Tom Harrell's birthday, and it is his 70th birthday. Born June 16th, 1946. Really a great composer and trumpet player, Tom Harrell. 70th birthday. And that was the album entitled Sail Away, as I mentioned, from 2004. That one featured Tom Harrell on trumpet, Joe Lovano on tenor sax, Dave Liebman doing that screaming solo on soprano sax, Cheryl Pyle on flute, John Abercrombie on guitar, the late James Williams on piano, Ray Drummond on bass, and Adam Nussbaum on drums. That is a great group indeed from Tom Harrell. All right, time now is 10:56. You are listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. Next up, we're going to hear from the Curtis Brothers, their new album entitled Syzygy. This is the Curtis Brothers Quartet, Sakai Curtis on piano, Lucas Curtis on bass, Richie Barche on drums, and Ronaldo De Jesus on congas. And this is the Marvin Gaye composition, What's Going On? Thank you.
Thank you.
Morgan from his album Tomcat. That was recorded back in 1964, but not released to 1981. We heard the track Twice Around, and that has an incredible group on that of course, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Curtis Fuller on trombone, McCoy Tyner on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. A classic album from Lee Morgan, Tomcat. And before that, we heard from Curtis Brothers from their latest release entitled Syzygy. And we heard, What's Going On, the Marvin Gaye composition.
I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly, you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening.
Let's see, we're going to continue on. A very talented piano player. Her name is Yoko Miwa, and she's released a trio album. The name of the album is Pathways. I'm always interested when I see a Joni Mitchell cover, and she has one here. This is Court and Spark from Yoko Miwa.
Thank you.
listening to WWUH West Hartford 91.3 FM. Also heard on WAPJ Tarrington, WDJW Summers, WWEB Wallingford, and streaming at WWUH.org.